America was built by the help of immigrants. Whether they are exploited or not, they still contributed. With that, a lot of immigrants today are not being treated as well as they should be. Adults and children who are immigrants live in a society of injustice and unfairness. Today, I have a very special guest who is willing to open up on his immigration story and experience.
I do confirm to not change it. Use my recording. My name is Wei Chen. First name W-E-I, last name C-H-E-N. And I'm working as a youth organizer and civic engagement coordinator at Asian American United. I came here when I was 16, which, you know, before 16, I didn't know I need to, I would come to this country. And it wasn't my choice, and it was a lot of, you know, families' situation make us to immigrate to this country. So came here on the age of 16. I did not speak any of English, and I don't have a friend here, and everything of my life have to go over again, which, you know, it was really challenging for me. And the culture here are different like the country that I'm from. And I have to relearn everything, and soon, you know, I became a really quiet kid, and I shut myself down. I don't spoke to any people around me, even though they speak same language with me, even though they from the similar city that I'm from. I just stopped, you know, talking. So I went to school. The first half of my school was, I thought it would be like the school that I saw in the TV or the on the show about the United States, but it wasn't. The school was not really shiny, with the window with a fence sometimes. And then you have to check in, and the security you have to pass. And then when you walk into the school and people are not really you know, say hi to you, and people just, you know, hanging around, joking around, and then assume, and people tell me, say, you have to be careful, you have to be careful. And then I was wondering why people say you have to be careful because the school have a lot of violence, so you have to really be careful. So I went to class, then the first class I went was ISO class, and it was in the middle of a class. I walked in. And then there's a teacher just, you know, continue to talk about the class. There's no institution of a new student, and I couldn't understand anything that one teacher saying. But I put my head down on the table, and whatever you know, teacher saying, I couldn't listen. I was really, my whole time on the class was think about how I go through my whole life with no English. And then as soon, you know, I find out there's a big problem in the school, which, you know, people remind me before, the violence. So one more after I ended school, I was beat up by two students from the behind when I went to the locker to get something, and then they ran away. But when I tried to, but there's no one come to me and say, are you okay? There's no one in the school, and people saw me get beat down, and they just go around me and go away to their class. So I reported, with the help from the school, some of the school administrators, you know, I reported the incident to the school security. And they seems like, you know, see the problem happen in the school really normal, and they ignore the problem. They just throw me a book with all students' photo and ask me to identify who is the one that will be the one. But I couldn't because I just came here for a month, and I don't know what people look like, and I just couldn't do it. And the answer from security was, if you can't identify them, we cannot do anything, and this is done. And I soon found out I wasn't the only victims. There's many students in the school like me, Chinese immigrant, and there's many students like me that don't speak English. and they get beat up. And we often afraid to go home by ourselves. So often we, before we're going home, so we have to gather in front of the school, we have to gather in front of the school access. So we're gathering a group of people and we walk home together. And that was the experience on this that time was horribly like, you know, a dark color, which, you know, it's really a sad story that I left everything in my country and I came here looking for a better space, a better education environment, a better education, but it wasn't happening.
Wei has been through many struggles fighting for his rights to live fairly just like all the others. Some fall through this horrible struggle, but some learn to embrace the reality and fight back because what don't kill you only makes you so much stronger.
So that was a long story. I think many people know about the boycott 2009 incident, but before that, there was a lot of issue. As I mentioned earlier, you know, I came here I came here 2006, December 22nd, I still remember the day. And I went to school 2007, and then, you know, there were a lot of incidents, and I got beat up, and many of my friends was beat up. And 2008, there's a couple of Chinese and other Asian ethnicity student was trying to take a subway, and then there was surrounding and chasing by 30 student young people inside and outside of the school. And then when they trying to running down to the subway, and the student was chasing them down to the subway, and one of the police saw them got beat up. They, you know, he just walked there slowly. But when those Asian students fighting back and police arrested two of them and keep them on the police car about more than hours. And second day school was trying to suspend those students who fall back. At same time, there's a student around the school. One classroom by one classroom to searching those students who are fighting back on the subway. And it's supposed to be not happening in the school, which, you know, they're not supposed to be in the hallway during the school time. But school security or school adult allowed this happen in that situation. So I remember the day I somehow the angry for myself became a motivation to tell people do something. I learned something during the history class about Martin Luther King, the boycott they did. So I tell students not go to school in the second day after subway incident. I say, let's not go to school. First, school is not safe, and they're not going to do anything. We show something to the principal that we're not going back to school. And then during the weekend, I gathering with a couple students and with a community leader, and then ask for help. So this is how my organizing will start. So get more chance to meeting with the people in the community, include Asian American Reddit, and within the service of South Philadelphia. So we start to advocate with the student since then. And then meeting with the principal, meeting with superintendent, that time we didn't meet with the superintendent, we meet with the school safety manager of the school district. And finally, it ended up with, you know, they promised to allow staff, but they didn't. There's nothing happened by action. And at the same time, students feel the leadership that I have. I wasn't want to be a leader. I didn't know how to be a leader. I don't know what is a leader's mean. but the certain way they feel the leadership that I have. So they push me as a representative for them. So we create a Chinese American Student Association of South Philadelphia. And then I represent a lot for student, for other Chinese students to go to different meetings and talk to the principal, negotiate with the school district people. And then the whole year was meeting, and talking, and there's nothing happened. And the new principal came in, and she promised, but still nothing happened. And December 3rd, under her leadership, 26 Asian students were beat up, and 13 of them sent to the hospital for medical treatment. Through the whole day since 8:30, first Vietnamese American student got beat up in front of the teacher. Until the end of the day, until the end of the day, and a lot of Asian students got beat up. A lot of students got hurt, not just physically. Their heart got hurt. And then we, as a leader of a Chinese Student Association, I launched a boycott. I didn't know boycott mean, but I know to do same thing, not going back to school. But strategy came out that was not going back to school doesn't mean we're going to stay home. We're going to find a space in Chinatown, we're going to meet. We talk about strategy. And we're going to invite other Vietnamese students to join them. And because they were also Vietnamese. So also same time I call media and get a lot of attention from the public about what happened to South Lehigh. Because I'm enough with negotiate peacefully, I don't want to say non-violently, but non-peacefully, but non-violent to expose the issue in the school, so they will get more pressure, so the public have more can monitor them more about what they're going to do. So since that we have a meeting, since that we have a boycott and we announce a boycott, we host a press conference, say we're not going back to school because this is unsafe. And this is our story. A school never think about how we feel. School never hear about our story. They only think about get our back to school. And we're going to launch a boycott. And then the principal of the facts, they asked to using their space in the first floor. And every day, students come to the meeting in the FACTS Charter School, and then we share about story, and we talk about strategy, and we get educated, not just educated, we got educated about whole society and the system. And really impressed is the whole meeting was hosting in three languages. Everything we say is transferred to three languages. So during the boycott, we have a march, we have a rally, we have a testimony, we have a press conference. All the students fully engage, and students make a decision what to do. And adult advocate helping students to understand about the rule. The adult advocate helping student analysis about the system and the power. That was amazing. That was the first time that I identified myself as an Asian American. Chinese too, but Asian American. Because before that, people in the school, people only talk about, oh, you're Chinese, you're Vietnamese, you're Khmer, you're different Asian ethnicity. But since that violent incident, that we recognize people judging us, people use violence on us, not just because we are Chinese and Vietnamese, because we look really similar. That's why they target us. And since that, we identify as an Asian student, and then And then we filed a lawsuit with the Department of Justice and Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission. So also asked superintendent to meet with us in the school district. In our community. So she did. And then we also won the lawsuit. The school district is violated to the civil rights compliant. So that was amazing. But after boycott, our work didn't stop, and my work didn't stop. Continue meeting with other Vietnamese student leader and other Chinese student leader, and to create a strong youth group was our first priority. So we continue meeting and talk about Southern High School change. And we continue meeting to talk about large problem in the whole Philadelphia, because meanwhile that we have a boycott, the Philadelphia student union majority black student, they came out to support us and really disappointed to the school district and the school administration's action. And people often talk about, oh, this is a black and Asian issue, but Philadelphia student is showing us that, you know, it's not about this. And they show their solidarity to us, to support us, and make us strongly feel that we, you know, boycott is right. We did not choose physically fight back because we know that will create more violence. So we chose to non-violent boycott.
A lot say that kids are our future. A lot of immigrant kids do not receive the judgment they should be getting, whether it is in school or outside of school. This can cause a great impact on their developing identity.
Well, I think it's hard to go through this moment, this kind of, you know, go through your identity. A lot of time, immigrant students struggle and American-born Asian students struggle are different. Most times, the American-born Asian have more struggle about their own identity, because they born in the society that is most white supremacy and narrative society. Well, let's talk about mainstream society. And most of the hero on the TV, most of the famous people on the TV are not looking like them. And then, you know, they are born with an Asian face. And they're born with an Asian heritage. And for fitting to the society, to mainstream society, they have to change sometime. When I say have, which, you know, they are also being forced by change themselves to not identify as Asian, even though they look like Asian. Even though they are Asian, they have to change because they just want to fit to the society. Because often we see there's a stereotype, there's a language, there's a lot of, you know, make fun of Asian, so they feel shame. They feel shame. They don't want to be shame. They don't want to be Asian because a lot of times there's a joke against Asian, there's a stereotype against Asian, so they feel shame. They don't want to be Asian sometimes. Right? This is the most time that American-born Asian have to face. And sometimes they have to, that means not necessary, but yeah, for them, for their situation. They have, you know, left their group. They have to left their identity. They don't want to be, they have to left their heritage, which, you know, sometimes I see that Asian student or Chinese American student and Chinese student, they in the same group, and American student were laughing at those, you know, immigrant students. I call them as a fuck. Like, you know, fresh off a boat. Like, they're not fresh off a boat. Like, if they are, what about your parents? And like, what about your ancestors? Like, no one belongs to this land, none of us. Include white people, none of us. beside Native American. All of us culture. So it's about the society, whole structure for the society that changed us to specifically to let us to fighting with each other. Either Asian American with an Asian immigrant or Asian with a black. So they can keep, you know, develop this kind of system. So that, because they will benefit from this kind of system. Yeah. So that's why talking about the identity. And the other hand, when we talk about the Asian immigrant, they do have a problem identifying with as an Asian, their identity. Because some people, if they couldn't, well, they don't have enough support to fit in this society, like the environment. Why so? This society means the environment. They will feel they are not belong to here. After they being succeed, they will leave this country. They will leave this environment because they just feel that they don't belong to here. And well, they create their own culture. And a lot of time deal with language, because like my high school mate, a lot of them drop out of school, they didn't go to college. Even I drop out of college, but I still working with the community because I can speak, or at least I can speak, I can communicate. They can't communicate. The only word they can do is restaurant, because restaurant does not need English. You work inside as a chef, you don't have to speak English. Your restaurant speak Chinese, Mandarin, or the language what your dialect. So they don't feel shame, because they can just speak Chinese. If they going out to the society, they speak, you know, Chinese with accents, they will feel bad. They feel, you know, sort of how they feel shame. So this is a problem both in Chinese American and American born Chinese.
The immigrants in the United States are highly impacted by the injustices that they encounter every day. That is the main reason why it makes it so hard for them to adapt to their economy and make any new friends out of their culture. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you all enjoyed.
And this is a way that we're showing a lot of people in the whole society. It's not about who be whom. It's about who let this happen. It's not about which group against which group. It's about who let this, you know, tension happen.